John 21, 1 through 12. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee, James and John, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, give us something to sink our teeth into here in the scriptures tonight. Give us, Lord, what we need to hear, Father. Lord, here in this room, there are people dealing with various situations and all kinds of things, Lord God. Father, here in this room, there are hurting people. Here in this room, there are rejoicing people. Here in this room, Lord God, there are those with questions. And Father, there are those wondering what's next. But Lord God, we want to hear from you tonight. We want you, Lord God, to minister to us in our situation where we're at. And I just pray that that could be the case for everyone in this place tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for your word and for what you intend to do with it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I notice in verse 4, at the end of the verse, it says, the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And then I notice by the end of verse 12, at the end of the verse, it says, knowing, none of them said, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Right. And my thought, three times that I can think of in the New Testament, after Jesus was resurrected, there are at least three different situations where Jesus showed up and they didn't know who it was at first. And my thought, as we, you know, we get into situations and we get into trials and troubles, either through our sin or through no fault of our own, and we need the Lord to show up. We need the Lord to show up. But I think that so often the Lord shows up, and just like the disciples, we don't recognize it sometimes when it happens. I think sometimes we don't recognize when it's the Lord. And so that's my thought tonight, is recognizing the Lord, recognizing the Lord. And I think we need to do so when we need to see when God is at work in our situation, in our trial, in our trouble, in our difficulty. We need to see when God is at work so that we can trust and so that we can respond appropriately. So I'd like to help tonight with recognizing the Lord. Here's my first question. When are we at risk of not recognizing when the Lord is at work in our situations? When are we at risk? When might we get into difficulty? And boy, it doesn't take much for us to get into difficulty, does it? Things can be great one day, and the next day it looks like the world's coming to an end for us. When we get into difficulty, what might it take? You know, Jesus comes along in our situation. No, we're not going to see him physically and visibly, but he still comes along. He still shows up. what sometimes prevents us from recognizing that the Lord might be at work in our situation. Let's just turn to a couple of other passages here, the other passages that I mentioned where the disciples didn't recognize. Turn just to your left to chapter 20, and let's start at verse 11. So here, right after the resurrection, and the disciples didn't know of the resurrection yet, verse 11, "But Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto him, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Notice at the end of verse 14, she saw him, but she knew not that it was Jesus. When are we at risk of not recognizing the Lord? In our despair, first of all. In our despair. You know, we can get so caught up in what's going on and the difficulty of the situation like Mary was, in the despair of the situation, that we're not even expecting the Lord to show up. She wasn't expecting the Lord to show up. We're not even looking for the Lord to show up. Or if we do look for the Lord to show up, we're looking through our tears, and you know how things look different through your tears. She mistook the Lord for the gardener. The Lord could show up, and we can mistake it for something else in our despair. We're at risk of not recognizing the Lord at work in our despair. That reminds me, well, how do I apply that? How do I help? Just in your despair, remember the hope. I will never leave you nor forsake you. We have hope. Even in our deepest, darkest times, we have to remind ourselves and let others around us remind us, Jesus is in this for me. Come to Luke 24. Luke 24. Here's another situation. Jesus showed up. The Lord showed up. I'm going to try to keep the message short tonight. We do have family fellowship. But look at Luke 24, verse 13. We'll read down through 21. And behold, two of them, this is again, right after the resurrection, two of the disciples. Behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. It's walking distance. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. So often Jesus draws near, and we know it not. And he said unto them, verse 17, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? He's like, what, did you just show up? You don't know what's going on? You been hiding under a rock or what? Verse 19, And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. You notice in verse 16, their eyes were holden that they should not know him. I don't know. I don't quite understand why all these times these people that had been with Jesus for years now are looking on him and not recognizing him. I understand he's in a resurrected body. And I know that the last time they saw him, he was beaten to a bloody pulp. But I think there's something spiritual going on here that keeps them from recognizing him. They didn't know him. They didn't know him. And what I find, I believe that we're at risk of not recognizing the Lord, not only in despair, but also in our discouragement. Here, they thought that Jesus was going to redeem Israel. And he was, but not in the way that they thought. Things didn't work out. In other words, things did not work out exactly like they thought they would. Things did not line up in the way that they thought they would. And so they're what we would call discouraged. It is something has rocked their world, and they're discouraged. And in their discouragement, they're unable to recognize, hey, the Lord has showed up. The Lord has showed up. Notice what happens when we're discouraged. Look down at verse 21 again. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. You notice this? They're thinking back to what they used to trust in. Hey, they didn't say, we trust that it is him. They said, we trusted that it had been him. That's what happens in our discouragement, is our trust is shaken. Our trust flies out the window. That's why we can't allow ourselves to become that discouraged, that instead of saying, I trust, we have to say, I trusted. Be careful in discouragement. You can only see the Lord working with the eyes of faith. If you have to say, I trusted, you won't see the Lord when he shows up. One more place. Back to John 21. When are we at risk of not recognizing the Lord at work? Number one, in despair. Number two, in discouragement. Number three, in disobedience. Right. Chapter 21, Simon Peter, verse 3. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. Hey, Simon Peter, that's not what you were told to do. You were told to wait for the promise of the Father. Amen. Wait for the Holy Ghost. Wait for the power to come upon you. Hey, Simon, you used to go fishing. But 3.5 years ago, Jesus came along and said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And you left your net.
That's good.
Here you are. You're discouraged. You're in despair. You don't know what's going on. And you're going back to what you were called away from. When are we at risk of not recognizing the Lord? In disobedience. Here's what happens in disobedience. Look at verse 3. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. When you're in disobedience, your plans won't work. Your plans will not work. And you can mistake that for God not working. The fact is, the opposite is true. The fact that your plans don't work in disobedience is evidence that God is working. When are we at risk of not recognizing the Lord at work? In despair, in discouragement, in disobedience. Well then, how can you recognize the Lord at work? Look at verse 5. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him rather sheepishly, no. We have once before they said, we have toiled all the night and caught nothing. How can you recognize the Lord at work? He points out. Sometimes he has to. Sometimes he has to point out exactly where you went wrong. Where'd you go wrong, Simon Peter? You're supposed to wait for the promise. You went fishing. Jesus shows up. Did you catch anything? Did you catch anything? Sometimes he has to point out exactly where you went wrong. Elijah went on the run. The Lord caught him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? Sometimes the Lord has to point out exactly where you went wrong. It's not to ridicule you. That's when the devil points out your failures. The devil points out your failures to ridicule you and pull you away from Jesus. When Jesus points out your failures, it's not to ridicule you, it's to remind you, without me, ye can do nothing. To draw you close to himself. Did you catch anything? No. Number two, how can you recognize the Lord? He often takes us back to a familiar point of reference. Look at verse 6. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. I think John, the Apostle John, that happened, and John thought, wait a minute, this is real familiar. This seems to have happened once before. I remember 3.5 years ago, the last time I went fishing with these dudes, and you know, we had caught nothing all night long, and we were on the shore mending our nets. It's in Luke chapter 5, by the way. And this guy comes along and says, did you catch anything? And we had to say no. And he said, launch out and cast on the right side and you'll catch something. And that's what we did. And John, he elbows Peter. Hey, you remember this? You remember this? How can we recognize the Lord? He takes us back to a familiar point of reference. Look, he works again like he worked before. Why? Because he wants you to see he showed up. If Jesus is anything, Jesus is consistent. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. This is how John knew. John knew before Peter. John recognized this the Lord because he's working now like he's worked in the past. How can you recognize it's the Lord? Look at verse 7. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, that's John, saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Therefore, verse 7, therefore, because Jesus said, cast on the right side and you'll find, and then they cast on the right side and found, therefore, John knew it was the Lord. But how can you know? Here's number 3, that disciple whom Jesus loves saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. How can you know when the Lord shows up? Sometimes somebody else will have to tell you. You ever been in a horrible situation and then something else happens and then something else happens and then something else happens and you go to your buddy, you go to maybe someone that's got a better walk with the Lord than you, or it doesn't even have to be, but you just another Christian, and you're telling them, here I am in this situation, and then you'll never guess what happened next. And you explain it, and they say, wait a minute. Did you ever stop to think that what happened next might be the Lord? How can you recognize when the Lord shows up? Sometimes somebody else will tell you. That just might have been the Lord. You thought that was something bad on top of your already terrible situation. But God meant it for good. Sometimes somebody else has to recognize the Lord and tell you. You know what? That's why we need to be knit together in love. So there's always somebody else there to point that. That's why we need to be ready to tell somebody and encourage somebody, hey, that could be the Lord. Well, here's my last point. Well, what do I do? So, okay, I recognize the Lord. It's the Lord. The Lord showed up in my situation. The Lord is working. The Lord is at work. How do I respond? Verse 7. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. How to respond when you recognize the Lord has showed up? Number one, run to Jesus.
Amen.
Peter said, it's the Lord. I'm getting on board with this. I'm getting out of this boat. I'm not gonna wait till we row it to the shore. I'm getting out of this boat right now, and I'm gonna get where Jesus is at. Run to Jesus. Come down to verse 10. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. How to respond? Simon Peter went up and drew the net to, he didn't even wait for the other disciples to bring the fish in. It doesn't say Simon Peter said, hey, let's bring the fish. Simon Peter himself. Jesus said, bring the fish. Simon Peter said, okay, I'm going to get the fish. How to respond when you recognize the Lord's at work? Obey.
Amen.
Obey. What's God telling you to do? Obey. What did you read in the Word of God that spoke to your heart? Obey. What did you hear from the pulpit? What did you hear from a wise counselor or friend? What did the Holy Spirit reveal to you in your heart you need to do? Obey. Whatever it is, obey. How to respond when the Lord shows up? Run to Jesus. Obey. And finally, don't doubt. Verse 12, Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him. They didn't dare ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. I don't know what they saw. I don't know how they could look at him and not tell by seeing that it was the Lord. But whatever it was, they just knew that it was the Lord. They didn't ask him because they knew it was the Lord. How to respond when you recognize the Lord has showed up? Don't doubt. Don't doubt. We walk by faith, not by sight. It doesn't look like the Lord, but it lines up with the Scriptures. Well, then it's the Lord.
Right.
Don't doubt. Oh, we need the Lord to show up in our lives, in our families, in our households, in our church, in our workplace, in our country, our nation. We need the Lord to show up. Are we going to recognize when the Lord is at work? Are we going to recognize when the Lord is... And when we recognize the Lord is at work, are we going to respond appropriately? Recognizing the Lord. That's my thought for tonight, and it's 20 till 7, so let's pray. Let's go ahead and have an invitation if we could have the pianist come.